So did you have a good meal tonight?
Yes, I did. And just to let everybody in on it, I had a meal at Anna's table, Chad and Anna's table tonight, and a most wonderful meal. The food was excellent food, all courses. But the thing that made it totally special was that it was four ham couples got together around the same table. And it's been a while since I've had that opportunity. And if anyone's listening and has not somehow arranged for that opportunity in your life, follow through. Sit down and have a meal with somebody. You know, you share this interest, you probably share some others as well. Get to know them. It is one of life's great pleasures. Thank you for the invite and for the others who joined in with us. I am so grateful for this night. KK4JBQ.
KO4NUE. We had a great time too, Larry. And this is we have a mother-in-law that requires a lot of care. And COVID is just, you know, I know everybody's tired of hearing COVID, but, you know, we have not been able to really socialize with adult conversation for some time. So we just have started to really kind of spread our wings a little bit and get back into that. And I think that people have gone so long, you know, kind of hunkered down, that they've, you know, forgotten a little bit. But that didn't happen tonight.
No. And for people who weren't there, I'm sorry for you. You know, you probably had a wonderful meal, and you may have had some good company as well. But this particular group two of the couples have been friends for decades, and I've been their friend for at least 10 years. And so pleased to be counted among folks like this. And then Chad and Anna are newly joined into this group, and most welcome. This group can be what you need as a social life and friends. I mean, we have radio in common, of course, and there's all kinds of things there. But we're also human beings, and we need that contact and that, as you put it, Chad, that adult conversation. And it was such a pleasure. And I'm glad tonight happened. And if there's anybody else coming, I will get out of the way and give them the floor, as they say. Everyone have a good night. Thank you again, Chad. KK4JBQ.
Had a nice evening with you and Miss Donna. Hope y'all have a nice evening. All right, any more stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. Sorry for checking in late. Just was out and about and just now got my radio back.
No worries, Mr. Lloyd, we got you, and you're never too late. We'll always take your check-in. We'd like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Mr. Lloyd. Okay, let me move back up the log real quick and pick up KI4DOS. Mr. Gary, go ahead, sir.
NUE and NS, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. Thanks for letting me unload the vehicle. We were had been mobile when Joy checked us in. But had a great evening this evening. Got to visit with some friends and fellow hams and fellowship and had a meal and all that good stuff. Had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. Other than that, got up this morning and went out and picked the tomatoes. And, matter of fact, I need to go out there in a minute and turn the water on them a little bit. Since it's been so hot and dry, wouldn't hurt to put a little water on them. Don't want them to split and crack open the way they do when you it gets dry. You know, they don't get enough water. They and then all of a sudden you get a lot of water and they the skins crack and you don't do that. We want to get all the good fruit off the vines as we can. But I got that done this morning and did a couple other things around the house. I got my grandson coming tomorrow. I've just found that out earlier. So I will not be able to go up to the Waynesville Ham Fest because I want to see my grandson. I could probably take him up there, but by the time he gets here from over at Packlet, by the time we drove from here up there, they'd be ready to close the gates. So I don't guess I'll go tomorrow.
And I understand it's supposed to be just brutal tomorrow too, so as far as the heat goes. But I am, I told Anna we were talking tonight and we were talking about, you know, going up there. And I've got everything I need. I'm happy with what I've got. And I don't think I need any more pieces or parts. So I think I'm going to stay right here.
Thanks for that. I've got more than I need in reality, according to my sweet little bride. She comes into the ham shack. She didn't know which radio that she needs to get on. But I've got the monobanders underneath my shelf, and then I've got the other two HF rigs up on top. One does everything, and the other one does 6 through 160. And so she comes in here, she gets confused unless I tell her which one to turn the power on or whatnot if she wants to talk on it. But, you know, like if I'm out at the barn, I'll turn the 220 on in here and take my HT out there and we'll talk on 220 a little bit because it's not used that much. And so we talk on it a little bit. But, you know, as far as do I need anything? No. But there's other stuff I wouldn't mind having. You know, I don't necessarily need it. But it's always to get to go up there, you know, go to a ham fest, whether it's in Waynesville or wherever, just to meet the folks and put the faces with the calls and the names you talk to on the radio.
Yeah, well, when I said I didn't need any more pieces and parts, she's over there sitting in the chair going, comment. And, you know, that's the nice thing about having one radio in the ham shack, you know, especially when you're in that controller. It's right now it's my radio and I am in control of my station. So no comments for her tonight.
Most of the operators out there that have a wife or a husband, whichever way it may go, you know, some of the ladies get on there and, you know, that's their equipment. And, you know, most of the men say it's theirs. So we don't have mine and yours here at the house. It all goes into one bucket. So, you know, I look at it this way. What's Joy's belongs to Joy and what I've got belongs to Joy, too. So I stay out of trouble most of the time.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all, but and we're the same way. But these couple of things that you know are a little different. This Yaesu I've got in here, you can you know input you know two different operators into you know the menu and all. And right now it says KO4NUE, so that's what we're gonna go with. When it says Q4RYP, that's a different story. But right now, it's got my call, so we'll go with that.
Well, we got to stay out of trouble, Chad, or try to anyway. We don't succeed very often, but that's the way it goes. Oh, me. Let's see. What am I going to do tomorrow? Me and my son and my grandson are going to go get together tomorrow sometime. Don't know what time yet. Stephen didn't let me know. But anyway, we'll get together and have a good time. Probably be out in the heat for a little while. Don't plan on staying out there very long, though. It's last time I looked at the weather app on the computer there, it said it's supposed to get up to about 97 tomorrow. And 97 with high humidity is terrible. 97 with low humidity is bearable, but it's still terrible. I don't mind the hot weather. I can deal with it a whole lot better than I can deal with, you know, zero and below. When it gets down below 30 degrees, I get cold all the way to the bone, so to speak, and it takes me forever to get warm. So I'll deal with the heat. I'm not going to fuss about it, but I will fuss about the cold when it gets here.
I don't deal well with humidity either. Never have. But yeah. Well, listen, I hope y'all have a safe afternoon, a safe day tomorrow. Might want to take your cooler, you know, so you can try to get a little bit of hydration in there with you, or stop and, you know, get you 4 or 5 Gatorades on the way. There's nothing worse than being outside with not being able to quench your thirst. So, all right, well, Mr. Gary, I got one more on the log. Let me move on down there and get him. I enjoyed the evening and enjoyed the QSO. Please tell Miss Joy we said hello, and we hope y'all have a wonderful night, sir.
Y'all have a great evening. Enjoyed it, and hopefully we'll get to do it again here real soon. Take care. Tell Miss Anna we said hello again, and we'll say 73 to you for now. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do I have any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Next on the list is WD8RON. Mr. Ed, you on the Yagi tonight, sir?
Paul, I tried to check in earlier with the Yagi. I've got it oriented toward Caesar's Head, I think. But I have to shoot right through my house and right over straight through the mountains, so I don't think it's going to go. I'll switch over to it now, and we'll see what happens.
Stand by here for a second.
Bring then.
Negative. Nothing. Didn't even open the repeater over.
Like I said, I've turned it rotating toward what I think is where Caesar's Head is. The information I have as far as direction, which is about 184 degrees, which is right through my house and right through the mountain behind me.
Yeah, let me look. I got you on the map here. I think we kind of checked this out last night. But let me give me just a second. I'll give you a heading.
Today to check with the antenna itself to do anything to it, so it's in the same condition as it was last night, just the orientation has changed.
Your Maidenhead is 105.41 is what I'm showing.
Three different directions for Caesar's Head from here. I've got 184, 255, and 123 degrees, so I'm not sure exactly where to point it at this point.
Sorry, Ed, correction. I sent you from your house to mine. Your Maidenhead, or your heading is 120 from your pen, over.
We'll see if that makes a difference. That'll make about a 60-degree difference, so that might very well make a difference. I'll go change it now.
I'll change it. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can collect any more check-ins and close the net down. And I'll hang around with you just for a little bit and test it out. Okay, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Nothing heard? Have I missed anyone for comments or ragged you? Please call KO4NUE.
NUE, KO4YHY. I have a quick question for you.
KHY, go ahead, sir.
The Hamfest in Waynesville, where is it in Waynesville? Will I be able to find it easily? I just started this in March, and I'm in need of all kinds of stuff.
I am not sure. We'll see if we can find out, though. Any station out there that can answer KO4YHY's question about Waynesville Hamfest location?
K3JTD with info. The address is 758 Crabtree Road in Waynesville, North Carolina, 28785. I believe it's the Smoky Mountain Convention Center. Over.
You got any more questions for us?
For now, you guys have a good evening, and I hope he gets his antenna oriented okay.
We're going to give it our best. So, Jimmy, have a nice evening, sir, and appreciate you checking in with us tonight. And have a good time at Hamfest tomorrow. Take you something to drink, because it's going to be a hot one. All right, any more stations? One last call. Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
November Delta 4 Zulu, MD4Z, Richard.
Appreciate you checking in. That pushed me right over to 70. What's your location, sir?
Up here in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
I'm ND4Z, Mr. Richard, in Hendersonville. And Richard, would you like to make any comments?
No, glad to join you. I'm on an old radio, and that doesn't have a PL. See, I'm a little bit off frequency. Stand by. I have an old radio, doesn't have a PL tone, so I'm glad you guys don't use a PL tone. I'm up here at my mountain house. Home QTH is on Lake Murray near Columbia, South Carolina. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. November Delta 4 Zulu.
Get threes and be safe, sir. And I have a tell your mother we said hello. How about that? All right. Stand by for my net report, please.
Thank you.
For NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73 to all on the net. And it's been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE. I'm clear. ROEN. Go ahead, Ed.
ROEN, I went and changed it, so I'll switch over to the Yagi now and we'll see what happens. I'll give a count. Remember, 455 WDA, back to the J pole. Pull now.
Sound quality was good, but this is exactly what it sounds like. WAN. That's it. It was broken, choppy, missing letters. So what's the? I'm a little bit perplexed because you were making it into the repeater last night, but because the repeater was acting up, we was not able to determine if it's the antenna or the repeater. So what's your power out?
Up to 20 watts now. Could be that. It takes 50 watts to go through the mountain. Over.
About going through the mountain, but bring it up 50 watts and let's see. Let's do a test pattern one more time, see what we got.
58 RON, I'm using 50 watts now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. That is great. That sounds good to me. I'm just curious, what's your SWR?
I'll switch over now to the Yagi, and we'll see what happens. My SWR on the J-pole is about 1.3. I'm switching over. 8 RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. I'm using 50 watts, and I am on the Yagi antenna, and my SWR is 3. Over.
Hi. North quality, traffic quality dropped. You're very audible, very readable, pleasant to listen to, I guess. But you got a little bit of bacon fry in there, but, you know, not, sounds better on the J-pole.
Still wondering why that is, but I'll play with it. Probably not be able to tomorrow since I'm going up to the Hamfest, but next couple of days I'll play with it and see if that makes any difference.
Here's what I'm thinking. Tweak the azimuth a little bit. Possibly tweak elevation, if possible. The other thing is, how long is the coax?
The coax, I've made a little bit longer than it actually needed because I wanted to, instead of fixing it to the wall, I'm coming straight off with the little deck and straight down to my entry box so I can take off another 10 to 15 feet.
How long is it now, Ed?
It's about 30 feet or so. And I've left some additional on, so if I put it up on a mast, I'll have room for it.
5 feet at a SWR 3. Roughly, if your radio's putting out 50 watts, you're probably getting maybe 30 at the antenna. So if you can get that SWR down, the power goes up, and you can get you know, more power to the antenna. There is a noticeable difference between 10 watts and 50 watts. You're right on the cusp. If you can, you know, if you can get that SWR down a little bit, I'm thinking that's going to help you out a lot. But I will tell you, that mountain you're dealing with is, boy, that's a tough one.
Said the J-pole will go over it, and this one doesn't, but I think it's part of the orientation. I've got to play with that some more.
Yeah. Well, Ed, listen, I'm showing my tired a little bit. I'm beat. You be safe tomorrow. Take you plenty to drink because it's going to be hot. And you be safe. But I'm going to go ahead and secure my station if you don't mind. I need to get a little rest. So it's KO4NUE 73's Ed. Have a nice evening. I'm clear.
58 RON, and I am moving to another frequency, but thanks for the help. And I'll talk to you later. Out.